Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Honor D. Balzac. Honor D. Balzac. His dates are from 1799 to 1850. Now he was a French novelist as well as a playwright, and in France he helped to establish the traditional form of the novel and is generally considered to be one of the greatest novelists of all times. Now Balzac famously wrote The Human Comedy. The Human Comedy. Now what is The Human Comedy? It is a vast collection of interconnected novels and stories. Vast collection of interconnected novels and stories that aim to depict a panoramic view. Panoramic view of French society in the post-Napoleonic era. Now we all know who Napoleon was. So here Balzac depicts the post-Napoleonic era. And this vast collection of interconnected novels has over 90 works. It also includes novels such as Peri Goriot, which can be translated as Father Goriot. Another famous novel is Lost Illusions. Lost Illusions. This is the English translated version. And in The Human Comedy, there is a detailed portrayal of social customs also, along with the complex and morally ambiguous characters that are there in any society. But here in particular, it is the French society that Balzac is trying to describe. After that, remember that Balzac is considered as one of the founders of the school of realism. Founders of realism in European literature. Now, in England or Great Britain, we all know that writers like Charles Dickens, George Eliot, these were good representatives of or practitioners of realism. So, similar is the case in France. Balzac is not just a practitioner, but one of the founders of realism. And in his novels and short stories, he meticulously observed and documented the social realities of his time. He captured the nuances of class, money, ambition, as well as power dynamics in French society. Along with this, his works offer a very critical and often satirical look at the bourgeois, the aristocracy, as well as the clergy. And Balzac exposes their vices, their hypocrisies, as well as struggles for social mobility. And also remember that the characters that he creates are very complex. His characters are not simply good or evil, but rather complex individuals shaped by their social environment as well as personal experiences. And the writings of Balzac are important because later on, they influence subsequent writers such as Emile Zola in France, Charles Dickens in Great Britain. Now, I told you that there are around 90 works or more than 90 works in his The Human Comedy. And in these 90 works, there are some important novels and short stories. Unke naam aapko pata hone chahiye. And not just from The Human Comedy, but overall from the corpus of Balzac, you should know about the important works. So let me point out few important works about which you should definitely know. Now in the mid 1840s mein inhone kafi sare works likhe which became masterpieces. One was called A Shady Business. A Shady Business. Now keep in mind that I'm telling you the English translated title. Of course originally all of this was written in French. But main aapko bata raha hu English translated title jo hai. This came out in 1841. A Shady Business. After that, The Black Sheep. The Black Sheep, which came out in 1841 to 42, between these 2 years. Now, after that, in the same year, 1841 mein ek aur novel inhone publish ki. It's called Ursule Mirot. U-R-S-U-L-E. Ursule Mirot. M-I-R-O-U-E-T. Ursule Mirot. Now, Ursule is the name of the heroine of this novel. Now, uske baad ek aur inka important work hai. It's called A Harlot High and Low. A harlot, H-A-R-L-O-T, a harlot, high and low. And you all know what is the meaning of a harlot. It means a courtesan. After that, two more important works of Balzac you should know about. One is called Cousin Betty. Cousin Betty, B-E-T-T-E, Cousin Betty. This came out in 1847. Uske baad ek aur work hai, Cousin Pons, P-O-N-S, Cousin Pons. This came out in 1847 also. So, ye jo kuch works maine bataya aapko, these are considered the most important and the masterpieces of Balzac. A Shady Business, uske baad The Black Sheep, after that Ursule Mirot, after that A Harlot High and Low, then Cousin Betty, uske baad Cousin Pons. Aur kuch aur works hain, ye bhi aap note kar lo. One I already told you about Peri Goriot, ye to hai hi important, wo maine bataya aapko. After that Eugenie Grandet. Eugenie Grandet. E-U-G-E-N-I-E. Eugenie Grandet. G-R-A-N-D-E-T. Grandet. This came out in 1833. उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका, इट्स कॉल्ड लॉस्ट इल्यूजन्स, ठीक है, लॉस्ट इल्यूजन्स। दिस केम आउट बिटवीन 1837 टू 43, ठीक है, लॉस्ट इल्यूजन्स। और एक और फैक्ट आप नोट कर लो, दैट इन टोटल द ह्यूमन कॉमेडी हैज 94 वर्क्स, ठीक है, 94 इंक्लूड नॉवल्स एज वेल एज शॉर्ट स्टोरीज। तो आपसे एग्जाम में सवाल हो सकता है दैट हाउ मेनी वर्क्स आर देयर इन द ह्यूमन कॉमेडी, इट इज 94, ठीक है। नाउ लेट मी टेल यू वन मोर फैक्ट, दैट द बेस्ट नोन शॉर्ट स्टोरी कलेक्शन बाय ऑनर डी बेल्जैक इज कॉल्ड ड्रोल स्टोरीज, ठीक है, DROLL, ड्रोल स्टोरीज। दिस हैज कम इन 3 वॉल्यूम्स, ठीक है, बट जस्ट रिमेम्बर द नेम, दिस इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी वन ऑफ द बेस्ट नोन स्टोरी शॉर्ट स्टोरी कलेक्शन, ठीक है, ड्रोल स्टोरीज। एंड दिस केम आउट बिटवीन 1832 टू 37। सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, जस्ट रिमेम्बर दैट बेल्जैक इज कंसिडर्ड एज द फाउंडर ऑफ रियलिज्म, ठीक है, एंड वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट प्रैक्टिशनर्स ऑफ रियलिज्म। आफ्टर दैट रिमेम्बर द नेम्स ऑफ हिज इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्क्स सच एज अ शेडी बिजनेस, ठीक है, उसके बाद द ब्लैक शीप, आफ्टर दैट उर्शूल मिरोट, आफ्टर दैट अ हार्लट हाई एंड लो, उसके बाद कजन बेटी, आफ्टर दैट कजिन पॉन्स, आफ्टर दैट पेरी गोरियट, ठीक है, आफ्टर दैट यूजिनी ग्रैंडिट, एंड आफ्टर दैट लॉस्ट इल्यूजन्स, ठीक है, लॉस्ट इल्यूजन्स। उसके बाद मैंने आपको एक और चीज बताया, दैट हिज बेस्ट नोन स्टोरी कलेक्शन इज ड्रोल स्टोरीज, ठीक है, ड्रोल स्टोरीज विच केम आउट इन 3 वॉल्यूम्स, ठीक है।